Hi everyone, thanks for joining today. I'm Melissa Cohen, I'm the head of communications at Acquia. And before we get started, I just wanted to make sure that you all feel free to ask questions through Zoom. We're gonna be referring to those questions as we get into the later part of the Q&A. We will be addressing questions that we've received over the last 24 hours. And with that in mind, I'll hand it over to Dries.
Awesome. Alrighty, thanks for joining this webinar. Obviously, as you probably have read, otherwise you wouldn't be here, we are very excited to announce that Acquia has acquired Modic, and Modic is an open source marketing automation and campaign management platform. For those that don't know me, I'm Dries, I'm the founder and the project lead of Drupal. I'm also co-founder and CTO of Acquia. I'm originally from Belgium, which explains the funny accents. And I'm joined here with David. David Hurley is the project lead of Modic, the open source community, but also the founder and CTO of Modic Inc., the commercial entity behind Modic. Our goal today is to answer your questions. As Melissa said, we're going to kick it off with questions that we kind of received in Twitter and email, and then at the end we'll open it up for questions as well. So for those that don't know Modic, the easiest way, for me at least, is to think of it as an alternative to Adobe's Marketo or Salesforce Marketing Cloud, except we think it's better in many ways, and we'll talk about that in a second. The reason Acquia bought Modic is because it really helps us accelerate our vision and our product strategy, which is to be the open digital experience platform. For a few years now, we've been working on moving beyond just the websites, and we'll talk about that as well, why we think that's important. And so with that, let's David, introduce yourself, please.
Sure thing. Hey, everyone. I'm DB, as many will call me. In addition to starting with Modic, before Modic, I was actually involved in open source CMS myself, somewhat competitively with Dries, because I was actually involved with the Joomla CMS platform. So I worked on the development team, and I was in charge of community management over there. So really, really keen on open source. I believe that that's really where the future of the internet's going. And I'm also really big on decentralization of the web, things like that.
That's right. And it's actually, as a quick anecdote, I think we first met maybe 10 years ago
or something like that.
Open source CMS conference.
That's correct, yeah.
So we've known each other for a long time. And obviously, I think highly of DB as an open source evangelist and community manager. So this is all part of why we did this transaction. It's not just about the vision, but DB, maybe tell us a little bit more about Modic.
Sure. Yeah, I can tell you more about Modic, and I can also tell you a little bit about why I started Modic. Maybe it'll kind of flow into each other. Really, what I found was that a lot of marketing automation software that existed was really kind of old, 10 years old and older, which made it really kind of dated feeling, and it was super complex, very difficult to use, and it was ridiculously expensive. And every company that was in this space was making a lot of money and only servicing customers that had a lot of money. And that also meant that it was really US focused. And so really what I wanted to do was be able to create a platform that provided a really simple way to handle complex campaigns, something that would allow you to customize that entire customer journey, and really take full advantage of the digital experiences that are available today, which go far beyond just email, which a lot of these old systems were doing, just email. So we wanted to do stuff that had web and email and SMS and push notifications, social media, all that type of stuff. So we started with that concept and that vision and goal, and we really kind of used open source and the power of a community to scale to something that was just ridiculously fast growing. We got to over 200,000 downloads and installations really fast. In addition to just that open source community, I knew that there was going to be an opportunity to create a company that could service enterprise level needs and needs that might not be able to be met by just the open source software. So Modic Inc. was formed to offer Modic Cloud as well as some other services, which we can talk about later.
Awesome. Yeah. So many similarities with Drupal and Acquia.
Yeah. Actually. A lot of similarities. Yeah. I think maybe it'd be interesting for the Drupal community to know kind of what do you think that this acquisition is going to mean really for them?
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that I'm excited about is the fact that the communities are actually very complementary, and it actually starts with the technology stack, you know, Modic being written in PHP and MySQL and these kinds of things. And in fact, even Symfony.
That's right.
As a PHP framework. So both Drupal and Modic use the Symfony PHP framework. And that's actually pretty valuable, I think, because if you are a Drupal developer, you can very easily learn Modic. Or if you're a Modic developer, you can very easily learn Drupal.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting. And I actually have a customer anecdote. I won't disclose the customer, but a couple of weeks ago, I met with some of our largest customers. You know, each of them have hundreds of sites. So I went there and talked to their executives, and you know, they're actually not just in charge of the websites, but their goal, their mission at you know, at these organizations is to put in place a marketing platform in every territory. And in case of these customers, they have, you know, hundreds of products, and they operate in, you know, sometimes 100 or so territories or regions. And so you multiply these two numbers, and at the end of the day, they're going to get to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 and more of these marketing platforms that they need to put in place, right? And so these platforms are not just a website. They are a website and a marketing automation tool and a campaign management tool. And maybe there's a commerce piece to it. And so that's their mission. And so what's great about this, in my opinion, is the fact that the technology is the same means that the same teams of technologists mm-hmm. can build these platforms versus having to bridge multiple different programming languages, multiple different technology stacks, all of these things. So what that means is that if you have developers in-house, whether you're a customer or a user of Drupal or Modic, or whether a digital agency specialized in Drupal sites, which there's thousands of, tens of thousands of these agencies, it should be very easy, in my opinion, to pick up Modic and to train or cross-train your developers. So I think that's pretty exciting. The license is the same too.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the projects use the GPL license, which makes it easy to share code between projects. So, you know, it will be interesting to see how the communities come together over time.
Yeah.
Like it's not, we talked about this a lot actually, and it's not something that we want to force, because
right.
I don't think you can force that to happen. But there's a lot of the ingredients there that it is maybe likely to happen.
That's right.
That our communities will start collaborating in a way that's very exciting, that could accelerate both Drupal and Modic. And so, yeah, looking forward to see how that plays out over time. Maybe I'll return the question.
Yeah.
So how do you think, you know, this will impact the Modic community, I guess?
Yeah, I think that you're right. We talked about that a lot in the past, I think, because we're both very passionate about open source. We recognize that the power of community can really do a lot. But the key is that it has to be community kind of driven, right? They need to feel actively involved in it. So that's partly part of what we've wanted to set up here, is to make sure that initially there probably won't be any change, right? Everything's going to continue just as it was, and we're going to be building these amazing communities. But I think what we're going to find is that there's a natural overlap that's going to continue to grow. And so I think that we both agree that the potential future combination of the two communities is going to be just a natural kind of coming as a result of what we've been doing on our own. So I don't think that the Modic community is going to see any massive change overnight. We actually already have a very strong integration with Drupal, with community members that actually exist in both communities already today. So what I believe is that we see those types of volunteers just growing in magnitude, because now there's opportunity to work in both. So yeah, I think in the future that we're going to see a lot of improvement by having both communities being able to kind of work in each project.
And that's actually when I was, you know, checked in on Twitter yesterday. And actually, one of the trends, if you will, that I observed is a number of people saying like, oh, I was just looking at Modic. You know, Drupal people saying that, or like, I just pitched Modic to a customer of ours, or like, it was funny how many people actually, you know, already had started to explore Modic or already were using Modic a little bit. And, you know, just a number of people saying like, yeah, this seems like such a natural fit. Yeah. Like, I don't think there was a single person saying, that doesn't make sense to me.
I saw the same.
It made total sense to everyone. Anyway, so let's switch gears a little bit, right? We talked about our open source communities. Yep. Let's talk a little bit more about our companies too, because there's not a lot, just like there's a lot of similarities between the open source side of things, there's also a lot of similarities in terms of how as an organization we go to market. So maybe tell us a little bit more about how Modic makes money and sort of what is open source and what is proprietary software, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do obviously have the open source Modic, which is community kind of driven in its development and growing ridiculously fast and has tons of different language translations. It handles all the basics of marketing automation in a really simple and easy to use manner. But what I had mentioned previously was that I realized that there was going to be needs that extended beyond just that. And so what I wanted to create with the company side of things with Modic Inc. was to provide some sort of fully managed SaaS platform. So it's a cloud optimized experience that gives it specific and powerful Modic functionality and feature sets to those that are on the Modic Cloud platform. We've done a bunch of different enhancements to make it better optimized to run at scale. I think that's one of the biggest things about Modic Cloud is that it works really well when you get into large volumes of contacts. So we focused really on trying to improve email deliverability. So that's just insanely fast. In fact, it's some of the fastest even in the industry. I won't mention competitors by name, but we frequently have customers come to us and say, you're delivering emails at a 10x over what we could get from some of these competitors. And so we've really kind of focused on the enterprise level of features that sit on top of that open source core code in a way that's unique and really solves the needs of a different type of business than maybe what the open source community services. And then we've also built some other additional feature sets, which we can talk about later, like Maestro, which does kind of, in a way, it's kind of like Site Factory, right? It manages multiple instances and allows you to set up different Modic instances and run them from a single location.
That's right, yeah. And to go back to the customer story that I told, where you need to put marketing platforms into all these territories.
Yeah.
I think this is where the combination of Maestro and Site Factory will be really powerful.
Yeah. Right?
Because it allows you to do that at scale.
You think there are other areas where Modic and Acquia are really kind of closely aligned?
Yeah, I think it covers the whole spectrum. So some of our customers are have like one or two sites.
Yeah.
And obviously I think all of our customers need marketing automation or have marketing automation already.
Right.
So
right.
I don't think it matters whether you have one or two sites or whether you have thousands of sites. I think, I think that alignment is key. And actually to kind of step back from that for a second and talk about the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
I think it's all about digital experiences.
Yeah.
Like maybe 10 years ago, everybody needed to have a website. Right. And actually 20 years ago, not everybody believed that.
Right.
That they needed to have a website. Today, that's obviously sort of almost ridiculous.
It's a given,
thing.
Right?
Yeah. But similarly, we believe as Acquia that in the future, everybody needs to have a digital experience platform.
Yeah.
What that means is that having a website is not sufficient. Mm-hmm. You need to have much more than a website, right? And if you look at it through the customer lens, today, for an organization to provide the best possible customer experience, you actually need a lot of technology, right? You need to have a website. You need to have a marketing automation system. You need to integrate these platforms with a lot of other systems, whether it's commerce or CRM or customer support systems.
Yeah.
If you really want to deliver a great customer experience in the digital world, you have to deliver an experience that can work well across all of the different channels. You know, like when the customer is at work, he or she may want to use a website. When you are in the supermarket, maybe you want to whip up your phone and have a chatbot experience. I don't know.
Yeah.
And to build these experiences across all these channels in a way that is continuous, meaning they actually, they actually kind of work together,
right?
Like they're connected. Like you could start with a website and then the chatbot picks up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it knows what you did on the website. And to make these experiences highly relevant, they need to be personalized and contextualized. And the opportunity is massive. Like there's so many organizations, even the most well-funded organizations in the world, that do a pretty poor job at it. I'm going to give a bad example. but let's say you bought something from a website. Let's say I'm sitting on a chair, let's say a desk chair, right? The next time, the chair arrived at home, the next time you go to the website, instead of trying to sell you another chair, chances are trying to put the chair together, right? And today, every website tries to sell me another chair. It's not a great example, but it's at the same time, it is a good example because there's so many opportunities for every organization to enhance that experience by understanding who the users and by building that profile and doing these kinds of things. And so to do that, you need what we call a digital experience platform or a digital experience cloud. And that's really what we're building here. And that's why the combination of Modic and Acquia makes so much sense, because we're putting together all of the critical capabilities to do that, right? So Modic obviously gives us really strong email capabilities, campaign management capabilities. It allows us to open up these channels. Like Modic helps us, not just with email, but also with push notifications and social. So we can really embrace all of these channels. And it also helps us connect all of these channels by building, I know I'm kind of selling Modic to you, but it helps us sort of build a user profile
across
all of these channels. And anyway, we're very excited about how these two can come together. And we're also very excited about how we can disrupt the market. Like we've talked a little bit earlier how open source is better, faster, cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with Modic. It is easier to use, it's faster to get going, has an open architecture,
mm-hmm.
just like Drupal and Acquia, allows us to really integrate with all of these different data sources and customer technologies and even in-house platforms like so many organizations still have. So anyway, sorry I got kind of going there, but I'm very passionate about this acquisition and I think the opportunity that it will provide, for us. So, actually, I know you kind of shied away from talking a little bit about competitors, but I do want to talk a little bit about it, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So how do you think about Modic compared to some of its competitors?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to drag it out of me, I'm happy to say exactly why we are absolutely better than the alternatives that are in space. First of all, as probably most everyone knows, the MarTech landscape, thanks to Scott Brinker, has 7,000, 8,000 plus organizations now that are in that presentation. And we're really proud to be able to claim that we are the only open source player in that entire landscape, which clearly showed that there was a problem and we were able to identify the right solution, which was creating an open source product that would be super easy to use, very cost effective, and really make for a better, true omni-channel experience, a real connected experience, because of the power of open source, we can connect to whatever they currently have in their existing stack. So competitors that we normally would see when we're actually talking to customers would include the Marketos and the HubSpots and Salesforce Pardot and Salesforce Marketing Cloud and now Adobe Marketing Cloud, right? But really, we were able to win a lot of those because we had some real key differentiators, such as being able to automate and personalize that entire experience across multi-channel, all from a single campaign screen, be able to deliver those messages really quickly and effectively. And really the openness and flexibility of that platform, that core open source roots gave us the ability to connect in a way that other platforms simply can't do. We don't care whether that's off the shelf stuff, homegrown IP, things like that. Modic can connect to all of that equally. So really what we identified was that Modic was able to really unify that entire experience and bring it together in a way that nobody else really can do. And because we're open and we're focused on making sure that that architecture is open architecture, it gives people the ability to access their information any way they want. We're not holding your data hostage. You're not having to rent your data back from Modic. It's yours. And so you have access to it any way you want. And so that open API really gives us that. And I think sometimes that gets lost when we talk to people about what open API really means. I think it's often lost in translation as far as the real power of that, being able to take any aspect of your marketing and say, you know what, I'd like to move that over here. So nothing's locked up, nothing's behind a hidden or closed API, everything is open and available to you to use. I think that also makes it interesting because when you look at something like what we're going through now, this acquisition and merger, which makes so much sense on so many different levels, also gives us the unique opportunity to demonstrate this is how it should be done. If you have open API architectures, the mergers of things like this can create a unified product that's unlike just bolting together various solutions and calling that a product, right? What we are able to create is something that's a unique platform that's going to be able to service these needs in a way that's really super easy and intuitive for the marketer and the site owner and others to be able to use. But now I'm doing what you're doing and rambling because I'm getting passionate about it. I'll throw it back to you. How do you think the Modic really changes, Acquia's competitive positioning? Like, do you think there's going to be some changes that come as a result of this?
Yeah, already. I mean, actually, like yesterday we spoke to some industry analysts. Mm-hmm. We spoke to some of our partners in the agency, digital agency world. We spoke to some of our customers. And actually a lot of them said, whoa, this changes a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like they were very, very positive, I should say, about how it evolves Acquia's positioning in the market and how, it kind of provides this bigger platform.
Yeah.
To build these marketing platforms. And so it allows them, our partners, let's say, to compete directly with other marketing clouds in mm-hmm. our industry, which is not something that we could do, before. Right, we would compete on web content management, but we wouldn't compete on a full-on sort of marketing cloud.
Right.
So obviously now we can, and that's a pretty drastic change for mm-hmm. Acquia and our positioning. So I think a lot of people woke up yesterday kind of thinking like, "Whoa, this is kind of a big move," and it is. So, and like you, I'm very excited about this notion of open.
Yeah,
open is a future.
Yeah.
I mean, open will win. There's no question on my mind that open isn't better in every way possible.
That's right.
Yeah. And so in many ways, it is, sometimes I compare open and open source with a slow motion disruption.
Mm-hmm.
I know that doesn't sound very interesting because nobody wants to disrupt things in slow motion. But if you think about it, Drupal has, or open source CMSs more broadly, we have disrupted the proprietary web content management market. There's not a single standalone WCMS company that's of any relevant size. I mean, all of our competitors have already moved into this bigger suite of products, being marketing clouds or what have you, or like digital experience platforms. And so we know open is going to win. That's not a question of, will we win? It's a question of when will we win? How quickly can we get there?
That's right.
Right. And so now we can take on, these other players with a completely open stack. And as you said, it makes for easier integration. It makes for people being able to get their data in and out. It makes for, all of these great advantages that you can just ignore as a customer. Like at some point you're going to say like, why are we using this thing when I can do something that's better, simpler, easier to use, yet as powerful as what we have already. And oh, by the way, costs less money. It's really hard. It's going to be really hard to compete, I think.
Absolutely.
For some of our proprietary competitors, at least. So I think it's game changing.
Yeah.
To answer your question maybe more succinctly, I think it changes a lot for us. So, I'm pretty excited about all of that. I think we're going to start switching in some of the audience questions soon. So if you have questions, please put them in the Zoom, I think it is, right? and then we'll pick that up at, while you type up your questions, if you have any. I'll ask a couple of questions which came up on Twitter. So I'll ask one question, which is, tell us a little bit more about Modic 3, the next version of Modic.
Yeah, sure. One of the things that I really felt like we needed to do with Modic was, first of all, we had to be able to create a product that was equal in features with what was existing in the proprietary space today. So I felt like we were able to accomplish that really well with Modic 2. We got Modic 2 to a point that was every bit, if not better in most cases, than proprietary solutions. And it was completely all open source. And so really at that point, what I recognized was now we have the real ability to begin to lead. We can begin to be the thought leadership around marketing automation and where this space really needs to go. And so I actually, I'm a frequent blogger, so I was blogging about the different topics. And one of the ones that I got very excited about, I think is interesting, and I think you probably agree, and now is here we might devolve into tech talk and really get really excited about the engineering side of things. The next version of Modic with Modic 3, I believe we have a unique opportunity to focus on being microservices and focus it on around this idea of this headless architecture and being able to break this rather, even though Modic is flexible and modular, it's still a bit monolithic in its approach. And so with Modic 3, we're looking at taking it to an API first and a headless type of environment where you can break the feature sets up into these microservices and use the ones that make the most sense for you and plug them into maybe different UIs and different interfaces you're already using. And so really we see that that's the direction that this space really needs to go. When you have 8,000 plus players in the space, having something that can be the glue between all those pieces becomes incredibly important. And so I think that what we're creating with Modic 3 is this unique opportunity because of our open architecture to create this microservices approach that others can't really do. So I think that you'll see a lot more about that coming in the coming weeks and months as we hash out the ideas and come to a better roadmap for that product. But that's at least a little hint of where we're going.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. And actually, forgot who it was on Twitter, but somebody yesterday asked on Twitter, now, how would Acquia get involved with Modic's development?
Yeah.
And I guess I should take that question myself, but I think it flows nicely from the Modic 3 conversation because the person on Twitter specifically mentioned Modic 3.
Okay.
Anyway, the answer is obviously, as Modic is part of Acquia, we will continue to invest in Modic. And in fact, part of our plan is to increase the investment in Modic, not just to keep the amount of resources at the same level. No, we want to actually go faster. So you'll see us, you'll see Modic development go faster.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
Which let me tell you, I'm really excited about because our community is young but growing, and it's so exciting to see that we're going to have even more volunteers in it. And I believe that it'll allow us to just accomplish that vision so much faster. So super pumped about
And maybe that's a good segue, DB, to another question that we received. I'm going to ask you to answer it. I mean, I can answer it too, but I think it's a more interesting answer coming from you, maybe. And the question is like, why, why now? You know, why do this acquisition now? Or why sell your company now?
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I've gotten asked that a lot, actually, in recent days. And really what I always go back to is the reason why we created Modic and why I really had this vision for what Modic could be. And when you dig into that, the idea was that this space is ripe for disruption. It's ripe for an open source player to demonstrate the correct way in which marketing automation can be done. And the way in which that we do that is, first of all, with an outstanding product, and second of all, by gaining market share. And we were on a path to do that. But obviously things like that take tremendous amounts of time and effort, and just sometimes it's just time and there's nothing you can do to speed that up. But there is something you can do to speed that up, and that's when you find a partner in a situation like this where it really just was a combination that said, hey, we can get to that goal, that dream that we had set for where we wanted to be way faster. We can cut a decade. We can cut years off of this process by becoming part of somebody that's already done this and done it successfully. And so it gave us the opportunity to really just jumpstart and begin immediately stepping into where we believed we could be eventually. So it just was perfect timing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, we should be able to accelerate Modic a lot, right?
Because agreed.
Just from a sales point of view, for example, like we can sell Modic globally, all around the world, something that was hard for you guys to do.
That's right.
Before Acquia. So let's switch back to the open source communities for a second.
Sure.
We talked about, like, we don't want to force the community to come together, but it happens naturally.
Yeah.
Great, right? That would be beneficial for everyone. And so how do you expect people in the community to maybe start working together naturally? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that we'll see the kind of culmination of what's been happening just faster. Because as you mentioned earlier, community volunteers in Drupal already were aware of Modic and were using Modic, and we're starting to become more involved in Modic from that. We have a really strong integration between the two, which I had mentioned, and there were community members that were in both communities already. So I think that this announcement and the future of where we're going with things is only going to bring more attention to that, and it's going to demonstrate to both communities the value of the other. And we'll see just this natural growing together of the two.
I saw a really nice example of that yesterday, actually. Yeah. I know you saw it too, because I shared it with you. But, like, I know there's a Drupal camp in Czech
this weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
And one of our Acquia employees actually, that's going there, basically invited some of the Modic employees to come. Because I think you have like 80 or so engineers in Prague, right? And immediately people are like, hey, can we invite the Modic engineers that are in Prague to attend Drupal Camp Czech?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's already happening.
Yeah, which is exciting.
It's really nice to see.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know if there's any audience questions. Let's see. We're gonna have to look over here in the Q&A chat.
I can answer this first one. It asks about what's happening to Modic self-hosted and if we're going to shut it down or turn it into a premium solution. I appreciate the question. Obviously, I hope that you've kind of gotten an answer a bit as we've talked here in this session so far. Both Dries and I are very keen on making sure that the open source communities continue to grow and prosper. We do believe that that provides the foundation upon which lots of great things can happen. So there's no immediate plans to do anything with self-hosted. If anything, we believe that we'll see faster development coming as a result of this attention. So I appreciate the question, but absolutely we expect to see that continue just as it has. I think Dries elaborated the idea that the licenses are similar. And so I think that you'll see that continued focus and dedication to open source become evident.
So the next question is maybe also one for you, DB. Comes from Tassos, and I'm not sure, maybe she. A person is saying, like, you know, Drupal has a large and mature community in terms of structure and governance. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question is sort of like, how does Modic compare?
It's a good question. And I alluded earlier to the idea that I came from open source CMS, and I've been involved in different governance situations in open source in the past. And so I knew early on that it was going to be very important that we set up some sort of community structure and governance. So obviously, nowhere near as well established as Drupal. But we took cues from those different communities that have been successful, that have set up proper guidelines and governances. And so Modic has a lot of those in its infancy, starting in place, but really not trying to reinvent the wheel, but stand on the shoulders of giants that have done this kind of thing before and use some of those to set up best practices. So while it might be young, we have directionality and at least some idea of guidelines that we're having in place.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, so I'll ask the question.
Yeah.
I know the answer, but obviously you're the founder and the project lead of Modic, and so with this acquisition in your community role, is anything going to change?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because that was something that I was also very concerned about, and I think you as well wanted to make sure that it was very clear that that was going to continue as it was. And so from a day-to-day perspective, I am still the project lead for Modic, and I'm going to continue to be the lead for the open source community. There's really no change in that whatsoever. I think there's so much that can still be done there, and I'm looking forward to being really, if anything, hopefully more involved in the community to help it grow faster.
Awesome. Let's see. Maybe we can do the seventh question, if you don't mind. So I'm going to read it. I'm reading it in real time. The question is, what's the future in terms of what other parts of the marketer's job the combined company will look to serve? Well, let's see. What's the future in terms of what other parts of the marketer's job the combined company will look to serve? So it's an interesting question.
It is.
It talks a little bit about the vision.
Yeah. I think I shared earlier, and sorry, I'll just jump in really quick. I think I shared earlier that I think that we've been able to become a thought leader a bit in the marketing space. And so I think that there's a lot of areas of a marketer's job that maybe hasn't been fully touched on, or if it has, it's not been done really well. And so I think that there's an opportunity for this for our combined efforts to be to further improve the marketer's life. One of the things that I'm really super focused on is making sure that we can make the marketer's job easier. Let them focus on the things that they want to focus on rather than doing the things that maybe could be done through AI, maybe could be done through machine learning. There's different things that can be done that free the marketer up to do more important tasks that are unique to the marketer. So while it may not be really super well defined on what exactly those different tasks are going to be, I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to kind of shake the status quo and change it up a bit and say, hey, you don't have to do these things anymore. Those can be automated. Those can be handled by whatever this combined company ends up creating as unique and special. Focus on things that are you're good at.
Right, exactly. I think there's a lot of opportunity. If you think about the marketing technology stack, I mean, there's so many different things. There's so much innovation happening. And I think what we have now is a platform for innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's
mm-hmm.
things we can add to continuously, you know, simplify the marketer experience and empower the marketer. And so every morning, you know, we're going to be waking up thinking about these problems. You know, what else can we do? What else can we add to the platform to make it better and better? So maybe another question, you know, is from Oscar, which is, you know, how are we going to combine, you know, Modic with the existing Acquia offers of, you know, solutions, right? And obviously Acquia has, you know, a number of different things. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
we have a cloud platform. We have Site Factory, our many site management platform that we talked about. But we also have things like digital asset management solution.
Mm-hmm.
We have a journey builder. We have, you know, web personalization with Acquia Lift. And so there's a lot of products in the Acquia family. And obviously, some of them overlap a little bit with Modic, and some of them really would benefit from integration. Actually, already one of the questions that we got is like today Modic doesn't have, I should rephrase actually, like one of the observations that were shared with me was that often Modic customers want to integrate with a digital asset management, you know, as they sending out email campaigns and what have you. Like, I think the example that was given is like, you know, we need to manage the images that we put in emails because maybe a certain product that we put in an image, you know, is being replaced with a newer version of the product. And now we need to update all of our campaigns, all of our, you know, all around the world. So, and so some of your customers or some of the Modic customers, they really want to integrate with a digital asset management solution to solve that problem. And guess what? We have a digital asset management as Acquia. So we have to kind of build some of these bridges. I mean, that's just one example.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of examples. And so anyway, the short answer to this question is that we don't really know yet how we're going to bring everything together. And one of the things that, you know, DB and I and our teams will work on the next couple of months is really flushing that out, right? We need to put in place a plan for how we're gonna, you know, integrate the products better, how we're gonna maybe evolve the products to make room for one another. And so that's gonna be one of our missions the next sort of two or three months, I would say.
I think that's fair. And it really, honestly, let's be completely real. We're doing a Q&A really fast after this acquisition and merger because we do believe that the communities really want to be in the know. And so we're giving them as much information as we can, as fast as we can. And there's still a lot that we have to figure out on our own. It's not all perfectly solved already. So it's not like we have the answers. We're doing this live time because we want the community to be really see behind the curtain, everything that's going on and how hard we're working to make sure it's focused on.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we'll make sure to share more on our websites and blogs and what have you. So stay tuned for more details on sort of what it all means from a product and solution point of view and how everything can come together.
Yeah.
So let's see. I don't know, DB, do you see any?
Oh, I see one that says, will the next version refactor change more the code base to align to Drupal or just more Symfony with more resource backing the effort? That's from Tristan. I appreciate the question. So with Modic 3, really our focus is to do a couple of major core upgrades because, again, as many in the audience may already know, we do follow semantic versioning, which means we can't introduce breaking changes until major version releases. So Modic 3 is the first chance to really do some larger changes. For example, upgrading our Symfony version that we have in core. So there's a couple things that we're going to be undertaking as part of the Modic 3 release that will involve some refactoring. I don't know necessarily if we'll see a lot of direct core integration with Drupal directly, but I think that's going to be a natural outcome from the fact that we're both using Symfony as the backbone and we're kind of sharing resources more and more as the communities become more intertwined. So I think that there will probably be more closely integrated options there, but it's not necessarily a focus for Modic 3.
Awesome. Another question for you, which is around security and privacy. I know it's maybe, I don't know if it's a difficult question or not.
Yeah, no, it's actually
Daniel, let me just say it, read the question aloud for others. So any concerns around security and privacy of contexts with an open source tool like Modic? I ask the question because frankly, I get the same question all the time about Drupal.
Yeah.
But yes, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer really is quite simply, no, we don't have any real concerns around it. It's something that we focus on, and it's certainly nothing that has come up or been an issue. So no, I think the easiest and shortest answer is just, no, we don't really have any concerns around that. We've been doing a really good job of it.
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of research about how open source is actually more secure than proprietary software.
Fair.
So the same applies here. We're skipping over some questions because we don't always have the answers here. But like one of the questions, for example, is will the Modic brand be used by Acquia or will it solely be used, for the community? And I mean, I don't know like sort of a definite answer, but I imagine we keep the brands. But, a lot of things need to be figured out the next, couple of months again. But this is kind of the answer to a lot of the questions. So I don't know if it's useful to read all of the questions, but we will definitely keep track of all these questions and make sure that we provide answers in time.
Yeah.
Right. Like we can commit to providing the answers to these questions. So I think we should probably wrap it up if that's okay.
Yeah.
If you have any more questions, feel free to email us. You can reach me my personal email address, dries@acquia.com, dbhurley@modic.com.
Yep, that'll work.
Yep. Thanks for attending. Thanks for asking these questions. I hope you're all as excited as we are. And we'll make sure to stay in touch about the remaining questions.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome.